Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching for the remainder of this year while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. Pastor is scheduled to return December 2021. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I am happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. We are more than conquerors in all things through Jesus. Amen. Now let's continue with my teaching titled, The Fruit of the Born-Again Spirit. This teaching is an in-depth study of the book of Galatians chapter 5. The Holy Spirit gave me this teaching in response to all of the negative and abusive rhetoric and confrontations we experience and hear about daily. People in general are operating by their ungodly thoughts and emotions and lashing out at others for no apparent reason. Satan has persuaded these individuals to act out their aggression on the innocent and those weaker than themselves. Rarely do we hear reported on the news about individuals who have demonstrated acts of kindness or compassion on behalf of others. Listener, you may be in a hurting situation and feeling isolated, but unfortunately, you are not alone. There are hurting people all over the world, in our communities and families, because of living under the influence of the lies of Satan. Christians have the answer, and the truth is found in Jesus. We are the light of the world, and we of all people should be able to demonstrate the perfect love of God to others. Satan and his evil assignments cannot prevail when God's people live according to the Holy Bible. In Jesus, we got the victory over all of Satan's lies and attacks. However, it is the responsibility of each Christian to grow in the attributes and character of our Savior. If we want to enjoy peace of mind and prosperity, spirit, soul, and body. If you are interested in being a godly example of Jesus Christ and growing in faith, growing in love, growing in joy, growing in peace, growing in patience, growing in kindness, growing in goodness, growing in faithfulness, growing in gentleness, and growing in self-control, please join me every Wednesday morning to study the fruit of the born-again spirit. I began this teaching on August 25th, 2021. So if you were not with us from the beginning of this teaching, or you would like to re-listen to the previous programs aired, please go to our website at kccfc.net to hear any of the episodes now archived under our radio page. You may also give us your comments and or questions by way of our website at any time. We welcome them all. For this study, I will be quoting from the Holy Spirit Encounter Bible, unless otherwise stated. Now, I want to continue where I left off last week. We were examining the fruit of the born-again spirit of man, as listed in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, when I ran out of time. Let's complete our examination of the seventh fruit of the born-again spirit, which is faithfulness. I will reread my definition from the New Webster's Dictionary and remind you where we should look to for our answers to life. Keep in mind that fruit requires growth and development. The fruit of our born-again spirit must be nurtured with God's Word and given time to develop by using that particular fruit in our everyday living. The more we use love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, the greater that attribute or character of God will grow in us. And we know from God's Word that these attributes bring life more abundantly and not death. As a reminder, these fruits are deposited into our spirit at the time of salvation in Jesus. As Christians, our life's guidebook is the Holy Bible. Therefore, to define what is right or wrong on any topic, the act must be in accordance with God's Word, not what society says is right or wrong, because we know that Satan is running this corrupt world system, and he has deceived the world to be his tools of destruction. Therefore, Christians must follow the leading of the Holy Spirit and not this corrupt world system. I will be reading from the NIV Bible for the following passages. Faithfulness. Faithfulness means strict in the performance of duty, the unswervingly devoted, loyal to one's promises, trustworthy, adhering to fact or true to an origin. Last week I read from Matthew chapter 25, but ran out of time before expounding on this passage. Therefore, I want to reread this passage and show you what Jesus has to say about a faithful servant and his reward for his obedience to grow and be steadfast in his duty to the Word of God. Everyone, please turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 25. We will be reading verses 14 through 30. Jesus is speaking. Again, Matthew 25, starting with verse 14, says, "Again, it will be like a man going on a journey, who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags of gold, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. Verse 20. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the 5 others. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with 2 bags of gold also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Verse 24. Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid, and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown, and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. Verse 29. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, family, this very important passage spoken by Jesus, I do want to highlight some very important phrases. And just to let you know that Jesus is about abundant living. And when he gives us charge over an assignment, whether it be a ministry assignment or an assignment that's in the natural, we should put all our efforts, all our gifts and talents into practice, so that when the Holy One reviews what we have done with his life, the life that he gave us in him, he will be able to say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." Now let's go back to verse 14. I want to highlight that last part of the verse that says that the man, rich man, the master who was going on a journey, he called his servants together and entrusted his wealth to them. I think it's safe to assume that he gave them instructions of how he wanted his money used, giving them the opportunity to use their gifts and talents to grow the money that was given to them, entrusted to them. And I know that he probably said, "I'll be back and I will review your labor." Just like the Lord who's given us gifts and talents, and we have divine assignments from the Lord, we need to be trustworthy, faithful to what the assignment is, and do our best to make sure that we have an abundance so that we can supply the needs of those unfortunate who God has put in our place or in our midst. So it's important for us not to stay stagnant, not to dig a hole and not do anything, not labor, but to actually put into practice those things that God has given us, those gifts and talents that will increase goods and be a service to his people. All right. Now I want to drop down to verse 21, and I just want to read that scripture one more time. It says, "His master replied, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness.'" Just like in the natural, when your boss gives you accolades for a job well done, how much more our Heavenly Father, who is giving you the gifts and talents to put into practice, will give you praise and honor as a result of your diligent, faithful service to His Word. Serving the body of Christ comes with benefits because the Lord not only gives those individuals the blessing as a result of your labor, but because of your labor, He supplies all of our needs in abundance so we can continue to be a blessing to others. All right, I want to once again drop down to verse 23. I want to read that passage again. Now he's talking about that individual who had two bags of gold and increased by two bags of gold. Verse 23 says, "His master replied, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness.'" Now notice that one individual received 10 bags of gold and increased by 10 bags more. The same with the individual who received 2 bags. That individual increased by 2 bags. Yet the same praise was given to both individuals because they used what they had, their gifts and talents, and put into practice those things that God has shared with us. When we make an honest effort to use our capabilities that God has given us to increase the gospel, to be a light to the world, God knows your abilities. He's given them to us. So he knows how much you can do with the little. And that's what he expects us to do, to stand out by faith and go forward with the word of God, using the gifts and talents that he has given us to glorify him. And that's what we should do as Christians. Be thankful for what we have in our personality, in our abilities, in our fortitude, and move forward in the word. Now, I do want to highlight one statement made in verse 25 with regards to the man that only received 1 bag of gold. In verse 25, he said, "I was afraid, and I went out and hid your gold in the ground." He was afraid. Now, when you are in fear, you are not operating by faith. And when you are operating in fear, Satan will convince you to do nothing. Don't step out in faith. Don't use your gifts and talents that God has given you. Don't show the world who you are in Christ. Just do nothing. Christians, that is not the attitude. That is not our marching orders when it comes to the Word of God. God has given you all gifts and talents that no one has, and he expects us to use them to do the work that he's called us to do. Those divine assignments that only you and I can do because they have been given to us. Each of us has a plan and purpose, and we need to find out what that plan and purpose is so that we can make sure that when we operate, we are operating in the fullness of God. All right, so let's go to verse 26. Now, this is the response of the master. He said to the man who hid his money, "You wicked, lazy servant." In other words, you did nothing. Not only did you not do nothing, you didn't even earn interest by putting it in the bank. That is a wicked and lazy servant. Christians, don't be that wicked, lazy servant. Whatever gifts and talents you have been given by the Lord, use them. Develop them. Apply them to doing good and serving others. When you do, you too will hear from the Lord. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Now let's drop down to verse 29. I want to read that whole verse one more time before we go on to the next passage. Verse 29 says, "For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them." The more we use our gifts and talents, the more abundance that we have, the greater responsibility God will put on us because he knows he can trust us because we're faithful to follow instructions, to follow his word and step out in faith. Now, for those who choose not to use their gifts and talents, well, the answer is clear. You will not receive any benefit, not from your gifts and talents, not from any resources that God will place in your hands, because you're being wicked and lazy. So, word to the wise, make sure that we know who we are in Christ. Step out in faith using our gifts and talents that God has given us. Be faithful in the assignments that he has entrusted us with. All right, let's turn to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 12, we're going to read verses 42 through 44. Jesus is speaking. Luke 12, verse 42 says, "The Lord answered, 'Who then is the faithful and wise manager, whom the master puts in charge of his servants to give them their food allowance at the proper time. It will be good for that servant whom the master finds doing so when he returns. Truly, I tell you, he will put him in charge of all his possessions. Again, notice in verse 42, faithful and wise manager. You do a self-inspection, Christian. Are you a faithful and wise manager of your gifts and talents, of your time, of your money, of what you do with your life? Because when you are faithful and wise, it will be good for that servant for whom the master finds. It will be a blessing. And we know that obedience to God's word is life and life more abundantly. So purpose in your heart to be faithful, to do what the word of God says and do it with excellence. Now in verse 44, the last part says, truly I tell you, he will put him in charge of all his possessions. The more we show faithfulness, the more God can entrust us with the bigger assignments. And that's what we want. We want to be a blessing, a great blessing, not just to the body of Christ, but individually in our family life, and most importantly, to serve our Heavenly Father with excellence. All right, let's continue with the book of Luke, chapter 16. We're going to read verses 10 through 13. Jesus is speaking. Again, Luke 16, starting with verse 10. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with the true riches? Verse 12. And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Now, this passage goes beyond just money, because anyone who has integrity that operates in ethics will do so in every situation. Not just the things that people can see you doing, but behind closed doors. You can be faithful and trusted to do right whether someone is watching you or not, because you know that your living God is watching you daily, no sleeping, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So you're going to be operating in your best trustworthy manner. Faithful to the living God, not to people, but to the living God. So let's go back to verse number 10. I want to read just the first part of the passage or first verse that says, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. If you are a trustworthy person, it doesn't matter what you are entrusted with. You will be trustworthy. So start off with the little. Practice being trustworthy with little things. And as you continue to develop and nurture that virtue, you will grow. And soon enough, you will be trustworthy, whether it's a big item or whether it's a small item. Verse number 11. I want to reread that whole scripture. It says, so if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? God is looking for people he can trust, who are faithful and operate by integrity. And to do so requires us individually to purpose in our lives to operate in godly manner. And we can do so, Christian, because God has empowered us with His Holy Spirit to lead us and to encourage us. And then when we submit to the Holy Spirit and God's Word, then we will not have any problems in being faithful to God's Word. Last verse that I want to read from this passage is verse number 12. And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? Again, God can only entrust us with what we can be trustworthy with. And He knows our heart. He knows if we made every effort to do things according to His will. So just purpose to do so, family. Step out in faith and follow God's word. And you will be a blessing not only to yourself, but to others. Faithfulness goes beyond being trusted with money. Faithfulness is our commitment to do right in every situation, whether we are being watched or not. Faithfulness is the fruit of our integrity and ethics. Faithful people are honest and have strong moral principles that keep us from hurting or misusing people. When Christians operate in their godly faithfulness to God's word, we defeat Satan and his evil assignments. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm out of time. Please come back next week. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.